It's my seventh installment of my crazy road trip from Montreal to Toronto and back, a total of 1,000 kilometers done in one day. Yes, that is something like 10 hours plus worth of driving. Right now, I've left my guest host that I ate supper over at my mother-in-law's in Brockville, Ontario. I am now east of Brockville, traveling at a whopping 95 kilometers an hour towards home. It is 7:30. I anticipate being home around 9:30. So, all in all, I've been away from the house since 6:30-ish this morning. 6:20, in fact, was when I was actually on the road. And, torrential rains practically all the way home. But it was very nice going. At least that part of the trip was pleasant. And right now it's very pleasant here because the road is super smooth. They repaved this section of the 401 not too long ago. So even as I look back at the V-Strom sitting on the trailer, happy as a little guy there with its two headlights looking at me. And it's probably wondering what great adventures we are going to have together. And it's just sitting there happy and not even moving. That's how smooth the road is here. So this is a big relief for me to actually have found a motorcycle. And now, of course, I have to pass my practical courses and my exam, which I'd be lying if I said I wasn't very nervous about. But I've been reading a lot about how to pass this exam and what I have to do and some of the practice that I have to do. And that was my phone that just fell off my dashboard. And I'm going to have to retrieve that right away. Don't want that sliding around down there at my feet. So what was I saying? Yeah, so I'm going to be very nervous about this September 25th exam. But I promise to audio boo. I'll probably audio boo and audio journal for myself on the 25th of September on the way there. And then audio boo and audio journal. The audio journals are just for me. They're sort of private. You can think of them as private DMs to myself. Definitely going to leave an audio journal to myself because I love to listen back and hear how nervous I was before something, say my written exam or some medical procedures that I've had, even my ICD implant. Although I wasn't alone. When I went for my ICD implant. Yeah, I got audio boo implanted in my chest. That would be handy, actually. But I wasn't alone, therefore I couldn't really audio boo the way I wanted to. But I believe I audio booed a few days before, and then I audio booed after my procedure. So it's going to be the same thing with the test. I'm sure it'll go well, and I think I spoke too soon. There are a lot of bumps all of a sudden here, and they're not huge bumps, but they're just little ripples every now and then in the roadway, and I'm going to have to slow down. I was hoping I would make up some time in this stretch of the road because it's very, very straight. In fact, right now, I could probably let go of the steering wheel for something like 2 or 3 minutes at a time, and the car is tracking perfectly straight, and I'm not even holding on to the steering wheel. Of course, with the trailer behind me, it does pull a little bit from one side to the other as the trailer shimmies a little bit. I'm gonna have to stop the audio boo because I have to start concentrating. These ruts in the road, I don't understand. They just paved this, and now there's these massive bumps that go right across the road surface. And they're not high, but they're very sharp bumps. So there goes another one. Okay, I'm going to have to slow down and concentrate. Thanks for listening, and I'll do another audio boo when I've arrived. Thanks.